Governor Tony Evers released his state budget proposal last week, a $91 billion plan that would increase state spending by about 10%. The legislature will be busy for the next few months with amending that plan, eventually voting on a budget. And the current legislative session runs until December 31st, giving lawmakers time to take up other bills later this year. Right now, we're getting the thoughts of a Democratic state lawmaker about the governor's proposal and other issues he's looking forward to working on. Evan Goyke is a Democrat representing the state's 18th Assembly District in Milwaukee. We talked to them earlier today. Last week, Governor Evers released his proposed state budget. It's for the next 2 years. A lot of boost for education spending, broadband internet, small business help, lots more. Republicans in the legislature have said they're not happy with most of the proposal. What's your reaction to the plan that the governor provides?
It's an exciting budget that both addresses the immediate needs of our recovery from COVID and the economic impact that the pandemic has had in Wisconsin, but also looks beyond. And it's about our resilience and where do we go and how do we grow in the next 2 years. And it's a very exciting budget for me to work on. There are a number of initiatives that that continue to need to be brought up in Wisconsin, like expanding Medicaid access. And also initiatives that really have started to get some debate time and some real bipartisan interest, like criminal justice and juvenile justice reform, but that we haven't really finished that work, and the budget offers the opportunity to get those done. So I'm really excited to get to work on it.
Yeah, and we can talk about those. I do wonder, what will you really push to keep in the governor's plan?
Well, you know, at this point, you know, we're still going through the budget, but we're really excited and happy with the investments that the governor is proposing in healthcare. Again, Medicaid expansion. 38 states around the country have already done this. Congress is debating additional funding. We know that 90,000 Wisconsinites would be directly benefited, and we would save over $500 million in the next 2 years, which we would reinvest. So whether you're on Medicaid or not, this is a proposal that would benefit you if you're rural, suburban, or urban. So this will be, again, a major priority for Democrats in the legislature. You mentioned school funding, historic proposed investments in K-12, including in special education, which will be a focus, but also the UW system and technical colleges. There are exciting investments that the governor has proposed to continue to make a UW education or a technical college education accessible and affordable. And those are investments that Democrats are really excited to help see happen.
You talk about them as investments. It's $91 billion for this budget, about a 10% increase in overall state spending, coming as we're recovering from the worst of this COVID-19 recession. Parts of the economy still aren't fully open. So at a time like this, is this the right move?
Absolutely it is. And the governor has built this budget on revenue increases targeted at those that make, for example, over $400,000, or capping tax credits that would still allow the program to benefit businesses, but would limit the size of that business's benefit. This moment really strikes me as the exact time to make these investments. You mentioned in the question about industries or areas of our economy that are still struggling to come back. There are a lot of workers from those industries looking for education or training or retooling of their careers that, example, talking about technical college investments, this is the exact right time to make those investments, because we know that COVID has displaced workers that may need additional education or training to find a good fit for themselves in the economy. I do not believe that the revenues within this budget would have any kind of negative economic impact because of the way they're reinvested in the budget. I think this budget would see economic growth, especially within people living in poverty and the working poor that are really struggling to make ends meet. This budget invests in in job training and in educational opportunities. We need those people firing on all cylinders in our economy.
As you go through the governor's plan, what is in the budget that you stand against?
I haven't found much right now. There's a lot, as you mentioned, there's a lot that's in there. I'm just so excited. I'm optimistic as I read this. I see this as a budget that we can accomplish things on. So I'm not itemizing anything that I want to see removed. I'm focused on the investments that are possible and the opportunity for bipartisanship that exists, something that I've worked on in my career in changing and reforming our criminal justice system. There are a number of initiatives in this budget that mirror policies that have passed on a bipartisan basis in other states. And it's time that Wisconsin follows suit. And that's where I'm going to give my time and attention.
Evan Goyke is a Democrat representing the state's 18th Assembly District in Milwaukee. We're talking about the state legislature and the budget. You're listening to Central Time. You have a forthcoming bill, Representative Goyke, that I understand has some bipartisan support already. It expunges criminal records of people convicted of nonviolent and low-level crimes. What are the changes you'd like to see in how the state handles criminal records?
Well, the biggest change in this proposed legislation is the procedure, the process by which courts handle these cases. Wisconsin currently has a unique legal structure. We're the only state in America that uses this process, and it requires judges to make someone eligible for expungement, clearing or sealing their criminal record, at a very inopportune moment, and it closes the door for thousands of people that are otherwise should be eligible. We also only limit expungement opportunities to people that are 25 years or younger. That puts us in the minority of states. Most states do not limit that just to young people. So what our proposal does is it changes these court procedures. It eliminates that age restriction, and it will give people in Wisconsin the ability to come back to court. It doesn't guarantee that their record will be expunged. It just gives them the opportunity to have a day in court to tell the judge that they've rehabilitated themselves and turned their life around. And we protect against people getting multiple expungements or expunging multiple prior offenses. This is really targeted at lower level offenses and individuals that have this one prior conviction.
At the end of his time in office, former Governor Scott Walker signed off on a plan to close the state's youth prison in Marathon County, replace it with regional facilities. That idea has hit funding snags. The state probably won't meet the summer deadline for closing the Lincoln Hills site. So now Governor Tony Evers has proposed getting rid of the Tier 1 and Tier 2 labels for these youth facilities, replacing them with regional centers around the state. What are your thoughts on what the next step should be when it comes to juvenile offenders in Wisconsin?
Well, I think the governor has proposed a really wise plan. And what has happened in the years since that initial legislation was passed and today, it has been a continued reduction in the number of juveniles incarcerated. So when the legislature was debating that previous bill and when former Governor Walker signed it, there were about 150 to 170 juveniles incarcerated. Tonight in Wisconsin, there's between 60 or 70. So pretty substantial change. And local communities like mine in Milwaukee continue to adopt and advance community-based alternatives. They're having great outcomes. And so we believe that this trend of the reduction of the number of kids in prison will continue. And thus, it's a good moment to revise what we need. We don't want to overbuild youth prisons in Wisconsin. We certainly don't want to spend more money than we have to, but we don't want to build more prisons than we need. And so what the governor is proposing is really an update. And it based on what has changed in the years since the legislature passed that initial bill.
Do you think that is an issue that can create common ground between a Republican majority in the legislature and Democrats?
Well, yes, and because we've already done it. I was a part of those discussions and drafting that legislation and the debate. And we showed in that process a few years ago that we could put our party affiliation aside and work together. And so all we need to do is do it again. And I think that this is an issue that a lot of legislators have worked passionately on for years, and they want to see the conclusion. There's a lot of bipartisan frustration that we haven't reached our goal and that Lincoln Hills is still open. And there's also a lot of bipartisan support for getting the job done.
Always lots to talk about. Representative Goyke, we appreciate your time.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Evan Goyke is a Democrat representing the state's 18th Assembly District in Milwaukee. He talked with us earlier today about the governor's budget proposal and where he sees potential common ground with the Republican majority.